Hey everyone, Captain Justin Carter out of Charleston, South Carolina, and Redfin Charters here to talk to you about this week's fishing report. We've had much, much better weather the past week or so. Water temperatures have come up and the fish have responded with being very active and very aggressive. Not quite springtime aggressive, but for winter, a lot more responsive to presentations. We're still seeing good numbers of fish schooled up real tight. Especially at low tide, they are staying together as the tide comes up, but they're dispersing a little bit and scattering inside the grass or deeper deck in the creeks and in the marsh. Baits that have been working really good are, the Z-Man Streak Z's or the Jerk Shads on the Chinlock hooks. I've been running more the 4-inch. Just a little bit smaller profile, a little bit easier, a little bit smaller presentation, kind of matching a lot of the bait size that these fish are going to be targeting this time of year. Natural colors are working pretty well. White has been working pretty good. Houdini, more natural colors, particularly with this clearer water. We do have some weather coming in and a cold front, a little bit of a cold front, not like the last one coming in for this next few days. I would expect the bite for a couple of days to kind of taper off, the high pressure setting in kind of upsets the fish, but we immediately come right back into 70-degree weather and they should fire right back up. The speckled trout bite has picked back up as well. It's been pretty good. Not good numbers of mixed fish. There are still some pretty big trout around. If you're willing to put in the time and effort, maybe working larger paddle tails, swim baits, jerk baits, hard jerk baits, or if you like live bait fishing, we've been getting some really big girls this time of year on 5 to 7 inch mullet, run on a split shot. That is a patience game. That is not a bite that you're going to get, like you are when you're running live shrimp under a cork or that kind of thing, but it will knock out some of the smaller trout. And when those big girls are ready to feed, you're offering them one of their favorite foods. Miradine's still working really good. A lot of times on the hard baits and even the swim baits and stuff like that, certainly have found that even though it's warmed up, that slower presentation, working an area more methodically, has produced larger numbers of fish. Most of the fish being caught right now are caught back in the creeks, deeper bends, near structure. Do not be afraid to fish the middle of the creek. I don't care if it's 14, 15 feet deep. You would be surprised, even if you're not marking fish, how often these fish will hug that bottom, particularly during non-high flow periods of the tide. They will hug that bottom, and they're looking up to see that food being brought with the current. So don't just work the edges, don't just work the shelf. This time of year, it's good to work the middle of the creeks as well. Offshore, we've had a pretty good bite out there as well. Of course, now that grouper season's closed, grouper bite is really good. This warm weather has also pushed a lot of the menhaden from up in the upper parts of the river and in the freshwater areas back down. I managed to get a few hundred menhaden 2 days ago, took them offshore, had a phenomenal bite, caught a lot of good size sea bass. The menhaden were nice to have, eliminated a lot of those smaller sea bass. We had a really good grouper bite, a ton of endangered red snapper, of course, and got into some white grunts, and then squid produced a good number of triggers. Of course, there was some amberjack thrown in the mix. Also, still reports of some cobia being caught around. I was not lucky enough to get any myself, but I do know of several anglers that picked up several keeper-sized cobia in the last few days, so it's always a fun bonus when you're out there. Hopefully this, guys, will help you get on the fish, get a better bite, and I'll see you next week. Take care.